Well, just something real quick on the announcement side. Monday, tomorrow, we are starting
Vacation Bible School.
Yes, thank you, Pastor Pam. She knows it. Yes. So all of you who are signed up with your children to attend, all of you who are signed up to volunteer, I hope you've studied your material and you're ready to get things started. It's going to be an amazing week. And if you forgot there was material, this is your sign to ask for it and read it before tomorrow. Amen. Well, of course, our VBS is 5:30 to 8 o'clock. So if you're going to be volunteering, if you could try to get there a little early, maybe by 5 o'clock, that would be great. But if you're coming from work, just let us know and we'll, you know, try to cover what we can for you, for those of you who are signed up to help. Being that next week is VBS, there's a few things that we're not going to be having because we're going to be all hands on deck. So there will be no Laughter, Love, and Lattes this upcoming Friday, even though it is the first Friday. Should be some booing. There we go. That's a hint for this next part. There's also no men's breakfast this upcoming Saturday. Good job. This should be the loudest one. And there is no youth this Wednesday. That's the only time I want to be booed up here, okay? But yes, so we're all hands on deck starting tomorrow for VBS. And so those three things we won't have this week, but of course they will continue, you know, at their normal times in the following weeks. And, you know, we did come back from camp yesterday. You guys saw it touched our youth greatly. We just came back yesterday, so we didn't have all the time to prepare testimonials like we normally do. So you can expect that next week and we'll have that prepared for you. Because when we got home, we went to Buffalo Wild Wings and then we went to sleep. So praise God for my bed. Anyways, that's going to be it for the announcements. Junior high, you can take off and then Pastor will come.
Amen. Praise God. Good stuff. Good things. Glory to God. Amen. What a blessing. What a blessing. We are believing God for great things. Amen. Youth camps are wonderful. Kids' VBSs are great because it just stirs their heart. I mean, if you were never raised in church, then you probably don't know about all those things. But if you're raised in church, those are landmarks in your life. They are. There are certain times in your life where you are really, really touched by things that happened, things that came to pass. You know, and you know, if you never got to go to VBS, well, you know, that's okay. You know, with the things that we endeavor to do is to really just speak words of life into these little young kids. And then youth camps, man, that's where a lot of people get called by God to do the things God's called them to do. Amen. Yes. Amen. And so we just thank God for those good things. Thank God for Cameron and Samantha and Sean and Leticia and all those guys that just helped out and did everything. Because, you know, kids don't rest when they go have fun. Hallelujah. Hey, if you have your Bibles, I want you to turn to Galatians chapter 5. And I want to kind of tie into some things that we did last week, talking about the love of the Father. And to just understand why love and why when we understand his love toward us, why it's a foundation for all things good. Amen? It's a foundation for you because we're going to talk about faith because faith works by love. We're going to talk about how wonderful it is to know the love of God so that we can have faith in a loving God. Amen? Well, what happens to us, you know, growing up, they used to preach all kinds of things and I'd be like, well, I don't understand a lot of the things that were saying and because they never told us to put it into practice. Amen. They never told us that we could actually do what they were saying for us to do. How many of you know you don't really enjoy things unless you can taste it? You don't really enjoy things until you actually do it. And you really don't know if the Bible's real until you've actually exercised your faith to believe in an area or you've allowed God to strengthen you in an area and enabled you to do the things that he's called us to do. You know, we make a phrase that I am what God says I am. I can do what God says I can do and I can have what God says I have. The problem is most people don't know what God wants them to do. Most people don't know what God says they are. And most people don't know what they have because they haven't taken time to get a hold of the Word of God and applying it to their lives. You know, you can be a hearer and hear of the word of God, but how many of you know that God said, don't only be a hearer, but you got to be a doer? A doer. Because it amazes me, you know, being a Christian all of my life and being raised in church, how people fall away, come and go. And they don't wonder, well, how come you can stay steady? How come you get excited? How come you're still so full of life? It's because I found out that if you actually do what the Bible says, it actually works. It's actually fun. It's actually full of joy. And even when there's difficulty, even when you're tired, and even when it doesn't seem like things are going right, if you'll take hold of the word of God, he'll sustain you. Yes. He'll help you. Because when you understand the love of the Father, when you understand God loves you, everything else, you know, it's like everything else falls into place. Amen? Because when you understand God loves you, and here's the most wonderful thing, once you get a truth inside of you, and you actually got a revelation of that truth, and you did get that, if you made Jesus the Lord of your life, guess what? You had a revelation. Yes. Jesus was revealed to you, and he came out, and you said, I want to make Jesus the Lord of my life. Because God said you didn't come to him. He came and he found you. And then you yielded to him and made him Lord of your life. Because there's a yearning on the inside of you. But when you did that, glory to God, God revealed himself to you to know that you got out of darkness and into light. You came out of death and into life. Amen? Glory to God. Thank God for that. And so from that point, that's not the end. That's only the beginning. Amen. That's wonderful. Praise God. But you know, we don't enjoy Christianity. We don't enjoy the things of God unless we don't put them into practice. Amen. Because I can remember, how come everybody's not happy? How come everybody's grumpy? And this was at church. I used to ask my parents, how come so-and-so, they didn't look very happy today? I'm like, well, and we were just at church. We were just singing. We were just worshiping God, you know? I mean, the preacher wasn't too bad. He wasn't good, but he wasn't too bad, you know? He said some things. Amen. But see, it doesn't work unless you take it for yourself. Unless you decide, you know what? I'm going to do this. And then, how many of you know Jesus said it was more blessed to give than it is to receive? Isn't that an amazing thing? You know, say, well, I don't know about that, but yes, it is. Because when you begin to give, and I'm not talking about money, I'm talking about of your time and your talents, of giving and honoring and just saying, you know, I want to do what God's called. I want to be a blessing. I want to be a vessel that God can use. Amen? You know, that's why we have so many different opportunities, so many different things, you know. And then FYI, too, one thing I forgot to announce, at VBS, we always adopt a mission, and we always take up offerings for missions that we're doing. We're going to do the Philippines orphanage for Keith Hershey's that got hit by the earthquake. It damaged a lot of buildings. He had four or five churches that were destroyed. So we're gonna do that for him. It's what we do all week. We have competitions, you know, and we usually raise up between $500 and $1,000 for that out of the little kids that we have. They might not have money, but they know where to get it. And all of us parents said amen to that. And grandparents, okay? See, because you need to understand that without understanding the love of God, your faith won't work. Can I say that again? If you don't understand the love of God, your faith won't work. Because in Galatians chapter 5, verse 6, he said this, for in Jesus Christ, neither circumcision avails anything nor uncircumcision, but faith which works by love. The Amplified Bible says, "For if we are in Christ Jesus, neither circumcision nor uncircumcision counts for anything, but only faith activated, energized, and expressed and working through love." So we're going to talk about activation. We're going to talk about energizing you. We just sang a great song about chains being broken. Get excited. Glory to God. And we're going to also talk about expressing the love of God and expressing the love of God and also working, because your faith won't work without love, and because it works by love. And so I don't understand. Well, simply, you can't have faith in something that you're not sure of. You can't believe in something you're not sure of. I mean, if somebody said, well, I think I packed your parachute right. I don't know. I don't know if it's going to come out right. Put it on. We're going to kick you out of the plane. That's not going to thrill your heart. Okay? You know? You want to know that it was packed right. You want to know that when I do something, when I pull that cord, when I jump out of here. Now, I've never jumped out of a perfectly good airplane. Praise God. Okay? There's no reason to do that. But the thing about it is that if you had to, you want to be sure of it. Yes. Amen? So if it won't work, and then, you know, Hebrews 11:6 says, but without faith, it is impossible to please God, because you must believe that he is and that he's a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Amen? So if God demands faith from us, you know, and then if we don't understand how it works, it's not working, then we need to figure it out. And if faith works by love, then we need to figure out what the love of God is. Amen. Can you understand that? I don't think I can get any more plainer, but the reason I want to share that with you is because faith is the hand that receives everything from God. Yes. Faith is simply believing and trusting in God, knowing that what he said is ours. Yes. Amen? That's why we can have faith to believe. We can have faith for salvation, knowing that because we believed in our heart and we confessed with our mouth the Lord Jesus, amen, we are saved. I'm born again. Yes. You can't take my testimony away from me. Amen? Yes. Romans 10:17 says, you know, for faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. If faith comes by hearing, and it comes by hearing the word of God, then I need to hear and hear and hear and hear. Because faith doesn't come by having heard. Just because you knew it once doesn't mean that it's affecting what it needs to affect right now. Amen? How many of you know that when sickness has come? You know, you believed God in the past and you got well, and then sickness comes again. Well, why doesn't it work for what you believe God? Why isn't the sickness just going because of what you knew before? No, you got to take the same word and you got to attitude and you got to take authority over the same thing. Amen? You got to apply it. Amen? And now let's break this thing down too. Here's the thing. Understanding the love of the Father, but then also let's go a little step further. Faith works because why? Because I love. Because I have love for one another. Yes. The Bible tells us, beloved, love one another. Yes. Amen? For love is of God. And everyone that loveth is born of God and knoweth God. He that loveth not knoweth not God. Amen? That's just scripture. And I say, well, I don't like that person. Well, you better start liking them. You know? Let me just say it this way. You can love them without liking them. So that's a good thing. But you can let the love of God. You might not like what they're doing, but you can still have the love of God on the inside. Amen? And the wonderful thing is that when you have faith that works by love, you'll always receive the promises of God. Thank you for your overwhelming response. Why is it important to receive the things from God? Because you're believing. If God's telling you to do things, if God's asking you to be a part of stuff, if God's asking, he's going to give you the strength to do it. He's going to give you the finances to do it. He's going to give you the ability to do it. Amen? And the wonderful thing is that when he asks you to do things, you don't have the finances. You don't have the ability. Okay? Amen. You don't have any of those things. But you know that when you step out to do it, you're going to have all of those things. Amen? I mean, that's where walking by faith is. Hallelujah. People get all caught up and they get all mad. I understand we have a lot of foolishness when it comes to believing God. I know that we have a lot of foolishness that, you know, when we don't understand. But when you understand how much God loves you and you understand, listen, I know how much God loves me and I know how much love I'm supposed to have out of it. And my faith will work as long as I understand God's love and I exercise it to all my brothers and sisters. Amen. Because, you know, isn't it wonderful? You know, in fact, let's go over. Just go over to Mark chapter 11, one of the great faith chapters there. And everybody, you know, thinks that somebody else wrote it instead of Mark. But that's okay. Mark wrote it. It's actually in every Bible. And Mark 11, because in verse 22, 23, 24, they're fantastic. Everybody takes that. But let's look at verse 25 and 26. And I know this is pastoral, but if we can get a foundation on the inside of it, you will receive the things that God has for your life and you'll want to exercise them. You won't have a problem exercising your faith. Yes. Amen. Amen? And if faith pleases God, I should be exercising my faith all the time. Yes. Yes. Amen. I should be exercising my faith to make me a light so that people can see the light that's in me so I can lead people to Jesus. Amen? I ought to be exercising my faith so that God can prosper me and bless me so that I can be a blessing to others. Amen. I mean, we ought to be exercising our faith to say, hey, if God says, hey, I need you to go here and build this or do this, that we can go and do it. Amen. You know, it's not about, oh, we can't because we don't have. No, it's, you know, we just have to know, are we the ones supposed to do it? It should never be we don't have. It should always be, well, Lord, is that what you want us to do or not what you want? Always be led. Amen? But look at verse 25. You know, we know verse 24 and all that. He said, but when you stand praying, forgive. If you have aught against any, that your Father, which also is in heaven, may forgive you your trespasses. But if you do not forgive, neither will your Father, which is in heaven, forgive your trespasses. Now, I know many new places, they take out verse 26. Because they don't want that to be said, that if you don't forgive, God's not going to forgive you. So, but it's in a lot of things. So, I think what happens is that, man, that's too tough. What do you mean if I don't forgive, God's not going to forgive me? Well, you block. You're the one that's blocking. And we talked about faith, about moving mountains, talked about whatever, what sort of things we desire. When we pray, believe that we receive them, and we shall have them. I mean, it's very good. But he also goes on to say, hey, listen, when you stand praying, you got to forgive. Why? Because faith doesn't work if love's not around. Amen. Amen. Faith doesn't work. You know, it's amazing to me how many people want to be faith bullies. And they want to, stop them. The Bible says in Romans chapter 5 that the love of God has been shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost. Amen. And if that love, but in the NLT it says this, this hope will lead not to disappointment. For we know how dearly God loves us because he has given us the Holy Spirit to fill our hearts with his love. And when you know God loves you, you're not upset because somebody else gets blessed. You're not upset about anything else that's going on because you know God loves you. And you know, hey, what? God's got me in his hand. And God's going to bring things to me as much as I'm believing him for. Amen? Isn't it amazing? In fact, go to Colossians chapter 3. I'm going to give you scriptures, but I'm going to lay a foundation because I'm going to be sharing probably all summer long on the subject of faith and about love and connective. Why? Because I want to build your faith so you'll be able to believe. You got to have increase and you got to be able to believe God, hallelujah, for everything that you have need of. Yes. Amen. Yeah. And we live in a society, we live in a world that is not very safe. Amen. It's not very reliable. You don't know if it's going to be there. You don't know if these things are going to be there, if it's going to be gone, or if you're going to be able to do it. Colossians chapter 3. And this verse, I love this verse, but it just, in the King James versions, it's just really hard, you know, when you read it. And it says this. He said, and above all these things, put on love, charity, it says, but love, you know, put on love, which is the bond of perfectness. I said, Lord, I'm not perfect. He said, well, you just got to keep putting it on. I said, put on what? He said, put on the love of God. Constantly reminding yourself of the love of God. Constantly reminding yourself that you have the love of God shed abroad in your heart, that you have the capacity to love everyone. And don't allow offense or unforgiveness to clog up your pipe. Amen? 1 Peter 4:8 says this in the Amplified. It says, above all things, have intense and unfailing love for one another. For love covers a multitude of sins. It forgives and disregards the offenses of others. Amen. I know it ain't easy. It's not never easy. You know, because you want to say, when is my flesh going to get gratified? I want my flesh to get gratified. God, I want revenge. You revenge. Vengeance is mine, saith the Lord. You're not doing a good job, Lord. You're not quick enough. You know, but here's the thing. What most people don't understand, if you'll let love work its full capacity, then faith can work its full capacity. Fullness of faith, it means it's fullness of love. They go hand in hand. When you understand that, everything changes. Because when somebody offends you, you go, oh, no. You're not going to diminish my faith. No, I'm going to love you. Praise God, I'm going to pray for you. I'm going to cover you. I'm going to forgive you. Uh-uh, you're not diminishing my faith. See, it changes everything. You say, well, that's a little selfish. Absolutely. So why are you always so forgiving? Because I'm selfish. Now, you guys remember, I have the information lady that I had in church that I pastored before. Bless her heart. Praise God. She was awesome. But she was closer to God than I was because I kept putting her between me and God every time I go to pray because she was always causing me problems. Because she'd go around and find out all of everybody else's problems and bring them to me and tell me I need to be fixing them, you know? And the problem with that was, is the very first one she brought, I did go try to fix it. And the person that I tried to fix was so embarrassed that I knew that it just totally blew up in my face and they left the church, never even came back to God. So I don't fix anybody's problems unless they talk to me personally. Now you can say, hey, I heard this about so-and-so, thank you, and I'll pray, everything else. But until someone, because the Bible says, if you're afflicted or tested or tried, you know, or even if you're any sick of money, it says, let him come to the elders of the church. Doesn't say you go. The Bible says, if you see your brothers in need and all, then you pray for them. Amen? I learned the hard way by running people off because I was trying to help them. And they didn't like that when I knew their problems. Just like you don't like it when nobody knows your problems. Amen? See, I think you're all angels. I don't know any of your problems. It's all good. Hallelujah. Amen? But love needs to have it and work its full capacity. Why? So that faith, so that you're believing, so that God can open up the windows of heaven, so the supernatural things can begin to take place. Hallelujah. Amen? And here's the wonderful thing about it. When you walk in love, when you allow the love of God, things happen even before you even try to make them happen. Because God just wants to bless you. He does. He wants to do things. It's such an incredible blessing to have. But we got to grow in this in order for our faith to work. We can talk about Mark 11, 23 and 24. And we can talk about all things. But because people get frustrated. They say, well, I don't understand why it's not working. Well, are you doing what the Word of God declares? Are you really doing what the Word of God declares? Are you honoring your parents? Thank you for your overwhelming response. Are you allowing love to motivate you to do the commandments and the things of God? Amen? There's a verse in 2 John verse 1, and you know, actually 2 John 1, 6, because there's only, you know, one chapter there in 2 John. But in the Amplified Bible, it says this. It says, what this love consists of is this, that we live and walk in accordance with and guided by his commandments, his orders, his ordinances, his precepts, his teachings. This is the commandment, as you have heard from the beginning, that you continue to walk in love, guided by it and following it. Isn't it amazing that he connects his ordinances, his orders, his precepts, his teaching, his commandments, all to walking in love and following it? Because Paul declared that if we walk in love and we do the love of God, we'll fulfill all of the commandments of God. Amen? That means we'll do what he said. How many know that if you love someone, you're going to listen to them? Amen? Now, I know this is a great pastoral message. Just gives you a nice, you got to eat your green beans, but everything's going to work good, okay? If you don't, and if you like green beans, you're going to eat your spinach. And if you like spinach, you're going to eat your peas. Whatever one you don't like is the one I'm giving you today, okay? Hallelujah. You know, but somebody says, well, how do I do that? How do I forgive? Do you ever have somebody ask you that question? I have people ask me that question all the time. Because you can get so hurt that you don't know. Well, the first thing is you have to convince yourself that you have the capacity to forgive. That's where Romans 5:5 comes in. Lord, I've got the love of God shed abroad in my heart. Therefore, I have the capacity to love. Therefore, I can forgive anything and everything that's come against me because of your ability. I don't want to, but I know I can. And that's the first thing. First thing is you got to admit that you actually can. Amen? Before anything ever else happens and everything else takes place. Amen? And you have to believe that. And when you believe that, great things begin to take place. then you're like, man, love consists in this, man, that I do what he has to say. I'm guided by it, and that I let love be my guide in what I do. 1 John chapter 4, verse 16 through 19 says this, and we know and believe the love that God has for us. God is love, and he who abides in love abides in God, and God in him. Love has been perfected among us in this, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment, because as he is, so are we in this world. There is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear, because fear involves torment. But he who fears has not been made perfect in love. We love him because he first loved us. I love those verses because it enables us to know that, listen, if you're doing the love of God, hallelujah, you can do all things. And you know what? You'll walk in victory. You'll walk in joy. You'll walk in peace. Amen? And you won't walk in fear. Because when you see people, things are blessed. Things, you say, wait, God loves me. God's going to protect me. God's going to keep me. God's going to sustain me. Because he said he would. And because I'm being obedient to do what he says. And I believe that's the one number one reason why people don't receive the things or don't receive the full benefit of their faith is because they're just not being obedient to what God's already said and told them to do. And that goes along with unforgiveness. You got to make sure that you're forgiving. You can't hold grudges against anybody. Amen. Amen. Nobody likes that one, but you can't. And you go and say, well, I just don't believe that faith business. I just don't believe that stuff. Well, the problem with that is without faith, you can't get saved. Amen. And you can't pray for faith. Faith doesn't come that way. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. That's how faith comes, or God kind of faith. You know, and believe it or not, that every kind of faith comes by hearing. What you heard, you have faith to believe that somebody said, hey, I'm going to meet you here. I'm going to meet you at this place. You have faith to believe that they're going to do it. Yeah. Amen? And the problem, just because you walked in love one time doesn't mean you're not going to have to walk in love again. Amen? Amen? And just because you did it right one time doesn't mean you're going to have to do it over and over again. Amen? And how many of you know the only way that love and faith grows is by exercising it? Well, how do I exercise love? You get around people that you don't love. And even if you don't get around those people, God's going to bring some more people that you don't love or you don't like. And you're going to have the opportunity to walk in love. You're going to have the opportunity to reach out and say, hey, let's do this. Or things are going to be said and done. You're going to, all of us have opportunities, amen, to let the love of God come out. Or all of us have opportunities to get offended. I mean, how many times a day can you get offended? You can go lots. Just by all the people you work with or all the people around or your spouse or whatever, you can get offended easily. Amen? The Bible says, take no offense. And in order to get offended, you have to take it. See, walking in love will keep you healthy. Amen? It will. When you understand that love is what we rest everything on, I mean, love is the first fruit of the Spirit. Amen? There's love, and then from love comes joy and peace and long-suffering and gentleness and goodness, amen, faithfulness, meekness, and temperance, amen. All of those things flow from the love of God. And so when people say, well, they talk about that love of God, talk about that faith. Talk about... Listen, without that, you can't be happy. Amen. You know, I had, and I share this story, and he was a really good friend of mine, really precious. He's in heaven now, but he was a pastor, and he said, man, everything's going terrible. I need some help. I need to come talk to you. And I said, okay. So he comes into my office, and then he looks up at all of my books, and a lot of my books, most of my books are all on, you know, a lot of them are on the subject of faith, and they're all about, you know, in what I'm, area that I'm in. And he goes, you know, he said, that's the wrong, you're just so, and he starts yelling at me. You're out of balance. You're out of this. You're out of that. And oh, it's because of this. And he starts going against everything that I believe. And I'm sitting there looking at him and go, and finally he got calmed down. And he's a big guy. He was like 6'4", 300 pounds. He's a big guy. And he used to be a professional wrestler in the professional wrestling things back in the day. You know, like with Guido Mongol and all the guys on TV and all that kind of stuff. Tear down doors, break things, you know, all that kind of stuff. You know, he real strong, big guy. So anyways, And finally, after he got done, I thought, okay. And I said, listen, I calmed down. I said, time out. I said, who made this appointment? He goes, well, I did. I said, well, you made this appointment because you're struggling. And you're struggling in your marriage, struggling in your family, you're struggling in your church. It's just, life is terrible for you. And you just came in and you're accusing me because of all this stuff and all the books that I read and all the things here. And you're telling me how terrible I am. Hey, let me share something. My life's not messed up. I'm happy. My kids are in church, love my wife, she loves me. Everything's pretty cool. Okay, church is good. Everything is good. So how can I, what? And I said, and because of what I've studied and because of what I've read and because it's in my heart and because I know it works, I can help you. And thank God I was able to help him. Thank God we became really good friends, really good friends. And, because of the Word of God. Because I don't know how to give anything else but the Word of God, because that's the only thing that'll do it. So let me share with you some things too. What I want to share is how do I let the love in? How do I build it up? Because I know if love has its full capacity, faith has its full capacity. So how do I build myself up in the love of God? Well, the only thing I know is from the Word of God, you know, and go to 1 Peter chapter 3 if you would with me. And if you didn't bring your Bibles, well, I'll give them my notes next time so they can actually put everything up there. So, amen. I think we need to start doing that anyways. Get it all up there. We'll help you out, okay? So if you don't have your phone, you don't have those things there, you don't have your paper Bible, which most people don't anymore, but that's okay. Amen. Verse 8 of 1 Peter chapter 3, he said this. He said, finally, be all of one mind, having compassion one of another, love as brethren, and be pitiful and be courteous, not rendering evil for evil or railing for railing, but contrariwise, blessing, knowing that you are thereunto called, that you should inherit a blessing. Amen. For he that will love life and see good days, let him refrain his tongue from evil and his lips that they speak no guile. Amen. Let him eschew evil and do good. Let him seek peace and ensue it. For the eyes of the Lord are over the righteous and his ears are open unto their prayers. But the face of the Lord is against them that do evil. And if you meditate on that, it'll just bless your heart. But the biggest thing is, what is he saying? He is saying, in order to walk in love and in order to handle business and have our faith work and our love work, we got to guard our tongue. Because we're our own worst enemies. We speak death over ourselves. We speak bad about ourselves. We speak bad about things that are happening. We allow circumstances to dictate how we talk. Thank you for your overwhelming response. It says, well, you just want me to deny things. No, faith and love never deny what's going on. They just fix it. They just fix it. Because when somebody comes in and says something terrible about you or says you're not doing something and criticizes it, they just turned in a prayer request. Now, you always take it. If it's constructive criticism, that's what you need to have because that helps you grow. But if it's critical criticism, and that doesn't, then you just say, well, something's going on. They're just having a bad day. I just need to pray for them. Some says, oh, you really can't do that. Oh, yes, I learned how to do that very early. Very early on. As you know my story, I started in ministry at 19. Started being an assistant pastor, youth minister at 20. Was a senior pastor at the age of 23. Holy cow, not even old enough to do anything. Bless God. Bless that church's heart. Amen. And stayed there till I was 36 and then came here. Amen. And I survived. And they survived. That's even the better thing. They survived, okay? But I had to learn how to love them, how to care for them, because I got criticized every service. I'd have 20 people come forward to criticize my message. I'm so glad we don't have that anymore. But I was like Jesus. I was perfected through the things in which I suffered. You know? And of course, my answer to them was, I don't care if you believe me or not. I don't ever preach what I think. I only preach what I know and let you do your own thinking. Here's what the Word of God says, and I would sit and tell them the Scriptures. Amen. You know, we're all so kind now. Before, back in the day, man, people would jump up and say, I don't agree with that. That's terrible. And then they jump and say, well, what about this scripture? And I'd say, well, okay, what about that scripture? What about this scripture? Someone says, how come you know all of the Bible? Because I was tested and tried. I had to come in, okay, I'm going to preach on this, and they're going to ask this. I better get this. They're going to come against this. I better get it. So I'm getting my case together. So when the arguing lawyer comes out, I'm ready. Someone says, wow, it was. But man, did it teach me how to study. Man, did it teach me to take hold of the Word of God. Man, did it teach me to know, listen, do I believe what I'm saying? Do I believe what I'm saying? I'm not going to render evil for evil. I'm not going to render railing for railing. I am not. I'm going to bless them. I'm going to love them. Amen. I'm going to use the Word of God on them. Because this is life-giving. And we might as well, because most people, they're just hurting. They want to know the truth. Did you know I found out that almost everybody wants to know the truth? They really do. They want to know, is it true that I really can walk in joy? Can the chains really be broken? Can I really have peace with all the things that's going on? Yes. Can I have joy? That's joy. That's really true joy. It's not a put on. It's joy. And it's joy unspeakable that's full of glory. Nobody can be that happy. Oh, yes, you can. Amen. Because Jesus said, my joy I give to you. My peace I give you. Come on. Hallelujah. Now, you got to get full of it. Praise God. Get full of peace and full of joy. Amen. So we just don't know. Yes, we do. We have an unction from the Holy One, and we know all things. Amen. The Holy Spirit was sent. Howbeit, when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth. He won't speak of himself, but the things that he hears, he will tell you, and he'll show you things to come. He'll show you the future. These are the Scriptures. These are the Word of God. If the love of God is shed abroad in your heart by the Holy Ghost, then you have the capacity to love. You have the capacity to use the Word of God to change the course of your life. Amen. You can stir up. You can draw up joy. You can draw up peace. Amen. You can draw up long suffering with somebody who just keeps hanging around you. And you're like, why? 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 But you can lose everything by your tongue because you don't decide to do the Word of God. You don't deny the reality of things. They just fix them. They change them. They let God's Word be the final answer. God's Word is the final answer. Hallelujah. I mean, there's some supernatural benefits when you start walking in love and your faith begins to work. But really, it's tied to that love that's there. So when we talk about faith, you need to understand, you know, you can have all the faith go ahead to 1 Corinthians chapter 13. My brain goes a little slower, or my tongue goes slower than my brain. Amen? We'll wind this thing up. Because, you don't want to be sinking. But it amazes me. It amazes me that we have this. And people say, well, it's just so hard. It's not. It just takes an act of your will. We were talking about things and somebody asked me a question and said, well, if this ever happened to you or that ever happened to you, and I started smiling and, because there's something that took place with a young guy and he was criticized for something that he said, you know, on social media and stuff and everything, and what he said was truth, but, you know, everybody else disagreed, so people saying all kinds of mean things to him. And so they asked me the question, well, have you ever had that? I said, well, I've been lied about coast to coast. I've been written up in books. I've made the big time, praise God. I've had my life threatened. People told me I'm terrible, all kinds of crazy things. I said, well, how do you handle that? I just keep going. I just keep going. Just love them, pray for them. The Bible says to pray for those that despitefully use you and persecute you. They just don't understand. You know, I said, that's par for the course. You know, amen. That's just what you get. You get criticized you know, on a weekly basis. You just smile and say, thank you, Jesus. You know, I mean, if everything was perfect around me, I'd think, oh my gosh, I'm backslid. Something's wrong. God, things are too perfect. What's going on? This is like, okay. I must not be doing anything right. All right, look at 1 Corinthians chapter 13. It says, though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels and have not love, I become as a sounding brass and a tinkling cymbal. And though I have the gift of prophecy and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and though I have all faith so that I could remove mountains, and I have not love, I am nothing. And though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, and though I give my body to be burned and have not love, it profits me nothing. Nothing. Amen. And so what happens is that we have a tendency to take love on one side and faith on the other, but love and faith are connected. You cannot separate them. Amen. Go back to 1 Peter chapter 3. I want to show you something there, and then we'll close. Because I want to give you some things that I believe will help you, and if you just take hold of it. And here's the thing. Don't think you can just forgive instantaneously. You can on certain things, but most things are going to take a little time. You may have to say, I forgive so-and-so 3,000 times a day. But then eventually, guess what will happen? You'll actually believe that. You'll actually realize that you actually can. And that they don't have the authority. They don't have the power that they used to have over you. Amen? They don't. Amen? You know, in 1 Peter chapter 3, I'm going to read verses 10 and 11 out of the New Living Translation. He said this, for the scripture says, if you want to enjoy life and see many days or many happy days, keep your tongue from speaking evil and your lips from telling lies. Turn away from evil and do good. Search for peace and work to maintain it. And let me just share with you, Christianity and joy, it takes work. Amen? Because there's a benefit of when you do that, when you want to love life and you want to walk in love. Because the first thing it talked about, if you look back up here in verse 7, he says, likewise, you husbands, dwell with your wives according to knowledge, giving honor unto the wife as unto the weaker vessel, as being heirs together of the grace of life, that your prayers be not hindered. Amen. Now we've really gone to meddling, because you got to walk in love to your spouses and treat them right. Hallelujah. Amen. And sow into them. Sow into them words of life. Sow into them actions. Thank you for your overwhelming response. See, the thing about the Word of God is that He's tied everything together. And everybody wants to say, well, you're making it. No, I'm not making it complicated. Because He said, when you have the love of God shed abroad in your heart, it's easy to love others. And if you're doing love, if He goes on there in 1 Corinthians chapter 13, man, those from verses 4 through 8, they'll just beat you up and chew you out. They are tough. They are tough, because you're going to think, when do I ever get to defend myself? Never. God is the one supposed to be defending you. Amen. You're supposed to be acting and being nice. And you're supposed to be the one with soft answer turns away wrath. But grievous words stir up anger. Amen. We're not going to go there. We got to stop. But you know, very first thing that I help you with walking in love, and letting the love of God really build up on the inside, is your prayers won't be hindered. You're going to get your prayers answered. Amen. The second thing is you're going to see good days. You're going to see good days. Health and healing, life, good days. Good days are when there's peace. Good days is when there's joy. Amen? That's what you're going to see. You're going to see that. It's going to be a tremendous blessing for you. Hallelujah. Amen? And then the biggest thing is your faith will work. And isn't it a joy to know that when you pray, that you know that you can get answers? Amen? One of the things about it, we see that over in, go to 1 John chapter 5. And we're closing on this one. I promise. I said we're winding it up, so now we're working toward it here, okay? Because here's the thing. I want you to prosper in every area of your life. I really do. I want you to be like, man, it's good. Life is good. Relationships are good. God's meeting every need. Things are going good. And God's a blessing. You know, it's just wonderful. Life is good. Doesn't mean you don't have obstacles. Things that take place, but life is good. Why? Because God's there. Amen? But 1 John chapter 5, verse 14, he said this. This is the confidence that I have, that we have in him, in Christ, that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. And if we know that he hears us, whatsoever we ask, we know that we have the petitions that we desired of him. Now, does that look like any kind of a maybe? There are no, he said, we know. And he said this, it says, we have confidence in Christ that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. And so I said, well, I just don't feel like God's listening. Well, what's going on with you? Why don't you feel like you have confidence toward that? Here's what the will of God is. Here's what God says. See, and our faith will work when we know how much God loves us, and it'll also work when we know how much we love others. Because if you can say, well, God loves me, everything's great. Say, well, how are you treating everybody else? How are you loving people? Isn't it amazing? I've heard this so many times. People say, well, I love God, just people I don't like. I understand. But that's like coming over to my house and saying, hey, I really like you, but I hate your kids. You're not going to stay long. Because I already don't like you. I'm going to love you, but I don't like you. Amen. You know, you can talk about me all day long, but just don't talk about my kids or my wife. Then you're in trouble. Because I'm still a man, so there's certain things that you got to stop, you know. But it is what it is, you know. And some people say, oh, you can... No. Love doesn't mean you get walked over and walked on. Love speaks the truth. Love stands up strong. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Love stands strong. And love's released through words and action. Hallelujah. I'm going to love you enough to tell you the truth. I'm going to love you enough to tell you... Because I'm just wanting our faith to work, wanting us to believe, wanting us to stand our ground. Hallelujah. And know that, listen, we're going to keep getting brighter and brighter and brighter. Amen. Because believe it or not, God said, and he said this over in Philippians, and you don't have to turn there because I'm going to turn there. Paul said this, being confident of this very thing, that he which has begun a good work in you will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. Let me just share with you, the day of Jesus Christ hasn't come yet. So that means God's not through with you. God's not done. God's still performing things. God's still molding you. God's still making you. You can grow. You can learn. You can, and you can find out more and more revelation. God's not through. He's going to perform his goodness, his grace in you. In Jesus' name. Amen. And I know it's not easy because some people, they're just EGR, called extra grace required, okay? And so it takes a little more effort in things. But you know what? The love of God is greater than anything you're going to face in the world. Greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Amen. Let's bow our heads. Father, in the name of Jesus, I just a very, very pastoral message, because when we start talking about the subject of faith, and we start talking about how to exercise our faith and to receive in every area of our life, Father, we need to understand that it's always with the love of God. It's always based upon your love toward us and our love toward your kids, our love toward one another. Your love toward us and our love toward one another. And the reason it's based on that is because the only way we can tell you how much we love you is to show it to your kids. Because that's what you said. You went on to say in 1 John that if man says he loves God but hates his brother, he's a liar. Because that's the only way we can show how much we love you is by how much we love your kids. That's how much we show the love of God. Not by all of our actions and other things that benefit ourselves, but it's how much are we loving, how much are we sharing, how much are we endeavoring to take care of one another. Father, we honor you for that. We love you. We praise you for it. And so, Father, thank you for all the benefits that we're going to learn about. Thank you for all your blessings. But the greatest blessing is your love. Your love toward us that enables us to love one another. And you said if we would love one another, hallelujah, then would the world know, hallelujah, that you sent Jesus to die for them. So Lord, thank you. Thank you. We are going to get the full capacity of love so that we have the full capacity of faith. Now, Lord, as our heads are bowed, our eyes are closed, those that are watching, Father, if there's anybody that's hearing this message that needs to know the love of God, they need to know that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever would believe in him would not perish but have everlasting life. God loves you, and that's my declaration to you, is God loves you. He loves you so much that he gives you the ability to pick and choose if you're going to serve him, if you're going to love him back. He's not making people do anything. He's seeking, he's drawing. And if you're here and you need Jesus to be the Lord of your life, God loves you. If you've never believed in your heart and just spoke with your mouth that Jesus is your Lord and Savior, you need to do that today. And we want to help you do that. So if you raise your hand real high so I can help you know that you have a relationship with Jesus so that you'll make heaven and miss hell. That's what it's all about, getting this new life on the inside of you. It'll change your life. Hallelujah. Glory to God. It'll make it so much better. Amen. Father, thank you for these wonderful folks that are here and the ones that are watching. Lord, thank you that this is from a pastor to a sheep. And Lord, thank you that as they go out these doors, they're going out into a mission field to minister words of life to every person they come in contact with. Father, and everyone that asks the reason of the hope that's within them, let them be able to share the love of Jesus. And Father, let them be able to help and to do. Lord, we honor you for that. Thank you, Father, for your word. Thank you for your great love. We just thank you for it now. And it's in Jesus' wonderful name that we pray. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Well, we're going to have our prayer team come forward. If you need prayer for anything, they're here for you. Hey, let's all stand up. I love you. God loves you. Be blessed. Amen.